On the show today, the Frisco podcast is back in action. We're going to give you the weekend roundup as usual, and we're going to talk a little bit about what you Frisconians want to see more of on Lifestyle Frisco. All right, so we took a little bit of a hiatus. We've actually been in the process of moving our office and working on a new website that's going to launch this month and a whole bunch of other stuff, but the Frisco podcast is back and will be back on a weekly basis again, maybe more, depending on what you guys really want to see and hear more of. So right before we hit the one-year anniversary and took our little hiatus from the podcast, we sent out a poll after celebrating a year of Lifestyle Frisco being around to see what you guys wanted to see more of, less of, different coming out of Lifestyle Frisco. And we thought it'd be fun to share some of those results with you and give you another chance to tell us in case you missed the first one. One of the first questions we asked was, what kind of content would you like to see more of? And pretty overwhelmingly, there were two things you wanted to hear more about: entertainment options and restaurants, bars, clubs, things like that that are in Frisco. There was also a lot of support for hearing more about arts and culture, kid-friendly activities, and city and local government. Now, there were a few other categories in there as well, but those were the ones that you guys really wanted to hear the most about, so you can look forward to definitely getting more of that in the near future. We're also going to be starting a section that will profile people and personalities around Frisco, so that should be a lot of fun as well. If you do something particularly interesting or something you just want us to know about, reach out. We'll see if we can get you on the show. In terms of features on the website, this one was a no-brainer. You guys absolutely overwhelmingly said, we want to hear more about coupons, discounts, promotions, things that are going on with local businesses. So you're going to get that and as much of it as we can bring it to you. If you happen to be a local business owner or know a local business owner, feel free to let them know to reach out to us or reach out to us yourself, and let's talk about what kinds of things we can get out there for the Lifestyle Frisco audience. Interestingly enough, you guys were also fairly interested in having some community forums, so we may be getting those up and running in the future. That's going to be a little further down the road if we decide to do that. It's kind of up in the air for now. That's definitely something we're thinking about, and we are listening to you loud and clear. One of the interesting questions that we asked was regarding any types of events that you would like to see more of in Frisco. And we got a lot of responses on this one, and this was an open text answer, but people said pretty consistently that they were looking for more entertainment options. So bring us more arts, bring us more plays, bring us more, you know, nightlife stuff, bring us more music in the square types of events like that. So we're going to look at partnering with some of the local businesses, maybe with the city, depending on what it is, and see what kinds of events we can start actually putting together to give you guys more fun and interesting things to do that you're genuinely interested in doing. All right, moving on. As you know, are very, very focused on Frisco, all things Frisco, and only Frisco. We've maybe strayed to the edges a little bit on a couple occasions, but we are really, really focused on people, businesses, things, events in Frisco. However, we wanted to know if you guys were interested in anything that isn't specifically Frisco, but would be of interest to you anyways, that you'd like to see us maybe do a little bit of coverage of. The categories or the options for that were cars, electronics, regional vacation spots, fashion, music, and startups and businesses. And a significant majority said, we want to hear more about regional vacation spots. So we are definitely going to be adding that section to the new site when it goes live. And we've already got a couple of articles that are being written that are going to start talking about regional vacation spots and things that you can do that are outside of Frisco, but not too far away. So kind of the goal there is to find places that we can write up that are within probably about a 5-hour drive, give or take a little bit, but something where you can easily jump in the car and make a long weekend of it, where if you've got a couple of kids and you need to pack them into the car with you, you know, they're not going to get so bored that they're driving you insane by the time you get there. And 5 hours is a long time to a kid in a car, I get that, but it should be short enough that it's manageable with a little entertainment. So we're going to look at stuff that's kind of in that radius. If you have any suggestions, if there are places that you've been that you just absolutely love, feel free to leave us a comment below and let us know what you think. and we'll definitely look into writing up anything that we can. I don't know how often we're going to be able to bring those to you, but we are going to try to do as much of that as possible. And if you happen to be interested in doing a write-up on a place you go within that roughly 5-hour range, let us know. We'd love to add your article to Lifestyle Frisco. You also said you wanted to hear more about startups and businesses. So we're going to put some additional emphasis on the startup community in Frisco. And if you don't know about it, believe it or not, there definitely is one. There's some cool stuff going on. In terms of other things that we have not really covered, or that you guys just in a free form forum said, hey, we want to hear more about this kind of stuff. Definitely more of the inside scoop on city council, on what's happening with Frisco ISD, on updates about what businesses and restaurants are coming. I'm sure you guys know that Wade Park broke ground recently, so we're going to be doing a lot of coverage on them and kind of what's happening there. And advice for people who might be moving here. Now, that's actually been a long time goal of ours. We haven't gotten to it yet, but is to provide resources for people that are planning to move here or are seriously considering Frisco as a place to move. For those of us that are already here, we know it's a great community. We know a lot of the reasons why you would want to live here. We want to help get out the word to other people as to why that is and why they should consider Frisco as a great place to live. And last but not least, this one's a little self-serving, but we asked if people had subscribed to the Frisco podcast, and much to my dismay, a lot of people answered that they didn't even know about it. Now, of course, if you're listening to the Frisco podcast right now, which you are, then you clearly know about it. But there apparently are a majority of people who visit our site that don't know about it. So we're going to be promoting the podcast a little bit more on the site. And we are also asking you guys, if you enjoy the podcast, one, let us know what you like, what you want more of, what do you like or not like about the podcast specifically, and help us spread the word. Recommend it to your friends. Let people know that it's out there. We're doing it once a week. We might start doing it more often if you guys want that, but we definitely feel like this is a great way for us to get the word out. It's something that you can just pop on when you're in the car heading to work or driving the kids around. And, you know, in 15 to 20 minutes, which these usually are, you can kind of get caught up on everything that's going on. And on that front, we're going to go ahead and dive into what is going on this weekend in Wendy's Weekend Roundup. What's going on today? Or this weekend, I should say.
Well, we have lots of Frisco Rough Riders baseball. We are still in high baseball season. So Thursday through Sunday, we will have various games at either 7.05 p.m. or 6.05 p.m. first pitch time. So check out the website for that. Also on Friday night, tomorrow night, we've got Night of Improv with the Frisco Improv Players. As always, all of those performances are clean, interactive, fun, great for the whole family, so come out and support them. Saturday is tax-free weekend, so if you want to brave the malls, have fun. But just a quick reminder that it is tax-free weekend in order to support shopping for back to school. All clothing, school supply items are tax-free. Also on Saturday night, Doty's Live is having the band Rev 9. They perform at 8 p.m. on the stage. And it's also the 6th annual end of summer celebration. And that's going on all day on Saturday. So from 8:30 a.m. In downtown Frisco at 6th and Oak Street, they're giving out school supplies and any other necessities for families who are in need. So if you have things that you want to donate, I'm sure if you can get them to the organizing company before Saturday, you can also be a contributor as well as maybe a recipient of this awesome organization. Farmers Market is still going strong there in Frisco Square at always 8 a.m. till whenever they sell out. And then on Saturday evening, FC Dallas plays the Colorado Rapids in Toyota Stadium. The classic movie this week at Cinemark is Beverly Hills Cop, starring Eddie Murphy, and that happens on Sunday afternoon and Wednesday afternoon and evening. And then finally, FC Dallas plays again on Tuesday the 12th against the Philadelphia Union in Toyota Stadium at 8 p.m. So we've got a huge variety of stuff going on this week, whether it's sports or arts or any other kind of outdoor activities. There's tons of things to do in Frisco this week.